which will include trivia. Whoa, Nelly. Maybe we get Marcus Johnson to come back again for the last segment. That was really fun yesterday. He was good.
It was good.
All right, Jesse, I know you've gotten a bunch of texts on this. I still want to ask the question that I was asking, despite my source maybe misleading me slightly. Although there was apparently... Those guys must have worked out last night before the game, because I was told that they, like, closed the bowl. And you couldn't be in there, so it was some sort of... Something was going on. But Giannis and Dame did not play last night. The Bucks won anyway. And now they have forced a game six, down 3-2 in the series.
Have you done so with your source?
Since
your source was wrong? Are you,
no.
You're not?
He did not say definitively that Giannis was going to play. He said that Giannis wanted to play, and usually when Giannis wants to play, Giannis gets what he wants. That's what he said.
Jesse?
That is,
Jesse?
He did.
I didn't misquote my own source. You may have. This may be a classic instance of, I don't like what you heard.
He did say, yeah, the big message he conveyed for us from his source was Giannis wants to play.
Well, he wanted to play 3 weeks ago, too.
I would imagine Giannis always wants to play.
If you want, hey, if you want to run me down, that's fine, but don't be running down my source.
I'm not running you down.
You're running me down.
You are, Jesse, if you don't believe, you and I both looked at each other and our ears perked up when Jason said that.
Well,
we did.
You don't report when Giannis is out that Giannis wants to play if you're the source via Jason, unless you think that there's a decent chance trending that Giannis is going to play.
And
so
now,
there's some implication there, but words matter.
Doc say, well, hey, what did Doc say last night?
That they might play. He said they don't know about Game 6, but they're going to monitor it and see what happens. He's hoping that they can play.
So Doc did essentially what my source did. It was not Doc, by the way. Although he did introduce himself to Sydney, which Sydney thought that was amazing that he actually made the effort to do that. But the idea that Doc Rivers gets there after the game and says, and I quote, in response to a question from our friend Eric Name, I don't know how to answer that, meaning whether or not they could play in Game 6. I know I hope. I think they're very, very, very close. So, apparently, Doc listens to us, and here's the Mike McCarthy drop about being very, very, very frustrating.
Very, very, very frustrating.
So, now what, there, old T? When the Doc says... Not the doc like the medical doctor. Doc is in the coach. I think they're very, very, very close. How do you take that, old T?
I don't know what the hell to believe anymore. I'm going to go to Shams because he's been right, and Woj.
Shrania.
I think there's no question. I think when Giannis got hurt, they were saying it was, what, 2 to 4 weeks?
Yep, that's what they said.
3 weeks in.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're 3 weeks in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any question that the Kevin Durant-ness of this scenario scares the bejesus out of everybody involved.
Yep. Me too.
And I don't think in a series where you're, now you're at a point where it's a two-game, so you got to win two in a row. You got to go out their place and beat them. But I think Indiana showed some cracks last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the energy boost that a Giannis would come if he's healthy enough to play, all of a sudden this whole outlook on the series, as we said from the jump, it's a whole different deal if Giannis is playing. If he's not, I don't think they have a shot. But I thought last night was going to be deuces, and that's not how it shook out.
Yep.
So if he's available and if he's this close, go do it. Jamal Murray pulled his calf.
Mm-hmm.
And was told not to play in Game 5. And if they didn't, the Nuggets and Lakers would be playing tonight. And it would more than likely go to 7 games. And you don't know what happens then.
Mm-hmm.
And then is Jamal Murray going to be healthy to play? So he went and did it. Obviously, it's a much less strainful pull for him because he was able to go and do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know Giannis is chomping. You know he is. And it just
comes down to... That's what my source said.
Who wins... Giannis or the medical staff, and I just think that that Kevin Durant issue when he was with Golden State and it being so similar with the poll, I think has scared everybody to say, well, we can't. Because the worst case scenario here is you go do something, you push it, you get beat, and something bad happens, and then all of a sudden you're looking at next year being a Badoose's B, and Lord knows what happens there. So it's not an easy call, and that's why I think it's been so tough and why I'm leaning so on the conservative side of things to take that out of Giannis's hands.
Jesse?
Yeah, you know what this comes back to? It's our question at the start of the show. Do you think the Bucks are donezo not for the series, but for winning a championship? Because if you think they can still win a championship if Giannis and Dame are on the floor against the Sixers and then the Celtics and then whoever, if you think they can make it that far, then probably back.
They don't think the way we do, Jesse. They're always going to think that they can win the title.
Well, somebody there has to. Like, what? I don't know if it's a general manager or a head coach or a teammate. Somebody's got to think big picture.
Tausch, do general managers and head coaches think at down 3-2 that if they and came back that they still can't win the title? Are they thinking that way?
But I don't think that. They're always going to think they can get into the playoffs. But
right.
I do think there's a process when you know what a championship team looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not, they know that. But when you get into the playoffs and you have an effort like you had last night, I think that there's nobody over in Milwaukee that is thinking they can't win that series. Now, are they being or win a championship? Now, are they being delusional? I also think they know that this team has not lived up to its expectations, and Boston is a better team. I think that those can be true. But as we just saw, their big got hurt with the same injury Giannis just did. And if you take him out of the equation, Boston's kind of a smaller team. So the Bucks have played well against the Celtics. It all comes back to, do they think he's going to be healthy enough? And if he can go, I think if the Bucks can find a way and get Giannis, who's going to be rested, but he's still going to be dinged up, I think the Bucks think they can still win it all. Whether or not that's delusional
or
not, we'll find out.
Yeah. Just got a text also. Do you think this is subterfuge by Doc?
Maybe.
Well, he's just playing mind games like, oh, they're almost back. Better start getting... And then it's just
you're
going to
subterfuge yourself, though. You're going to subterfuge your own roster. Because now you used that last night, good cause. Guys rallied and you found a way to do it at home. But then if Giannis isn't playing, there'll be some guys thinking, oh, road game.
Right.
Pat Bev doing the little too small thing. The Pacers fans are going to be ballistic. And you're kind of banking that your guy is going to be back and you can utilize that. And when he isn't, or if he isn't, you might end up subterfuging yourself.
Wouldn't you want to go the other way? Wouldn't you want to be like, yeah, we're not expecting him
Surprise
to be back, but look what we did tonight. We can keep this up. I believe in my team. Yeah, we'd love to have our two big studs out there, but we're not going to. I think our guys show tonight we can win without him, and we're going to go into game six and... If we don't have them, we're not worried about that at all. We believe in this group, and you saw what this group can do. And then, surprise, Giannis is out there. And
surprise,
then what is
subterfuge.
Indy thinking, right? That's the subterfuge.
Don't know.
There's no subterfuge going on when we're talking about AmFam, because we believe in them, and they've been a great partner of ours.
And Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and a friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. You and a friend will receive pregame, sideline, or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, tons of merch to support your Badgers. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. That's amfam.com/badgers. No purchase is necessary. Dream fearlessly. Insure carefully.
All right. It is Wednesday. That means... It's Wisconsin Geography Wednesday.
The best.
I have not previewed the questions yet.
We've got a brand new adverb we're debuting in one of the questions today.
Oh. I love a good adverb. You know, I love the English language, even if I butcher it from time to time. All right, caller 10 right now. Caller 10, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. 770-3776. Caller 10 right now to play Wisconsin Geography Wednesday Trivia. Caller 10, 844-770-3776. We will play next. It's Wilding Tausch.